Express yourself. Hello, hello. Good morning, YK Delta. It's June 2nd. Really? It's another edition of Talk Line. I'm Diane McGachran, and sitting in for Joe Moses is
John Active. John, good morning.
Yay. And it's a beautiful day. It's been a beautiful couple of days, actually.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so, oh, John, do you have the call-in numbers?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, they're in the other room.
Oh, yeah, they're in the other room. Okay, you know by now.
I don't know why I don't.
I have to read them all the time.
Oh, there she goes. She's going to bring them to us. Oh, but we will give you the email address. If you'd like to email us, we'll read your comment on air, and you can remain anonymous. And that email address is radio@kyuk.org. O-R-G.
And if you want to call in this morning, the numbers are, as usual, 543-5985, 543-2756, and toll-free 1-800-995-8954. And as Diane just said, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Well, I do feel very satisfied this morning because Diane brought in some wild boar meatballs.
Meatballs, yes.
She corrected it. It said meatballs. Oh, they were great.
Yeah, homemade.
I love the onions. Really good.
I didn't kill the boar, though.
No.
But you can get it at Meyer's Farm. Frozen wild boar ground meat.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have John Nick. Good morning, John. Thank you for starting off the show today.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. What about yourself?
Awesome.
One of these things about...
I'm doing pretty good, too, John.
Hey, morning, John.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, this morning, you know, seemed like you still get a deadline when you're put on hold. And I don't know if you're on or not.
Oh, that's right. The dead air. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. I'm sure
she knows.
Usually
you can hear yourself talking, you know.
Oh, so you can't hear the show.
No, I can't hear the relay. Or something wrong.
Huh. Yeah, okay. I'll ask about that. There's probably something. Okay.
I want to wish everyone a really good Friday, and please wear your life jacket. When you're going somewhere, let somebody know where you're going if you're going distance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to travel in pairs if you're going long ways. That way, some breakdown, you all got a helping hand, a blink eye away.
Mm-hmm.
And wear your life jacket, and have the kids wear the proper life jackets, too.
Yeah, and they got to be really fitting, not
the chin. Because you can put on a float coat on a little kid and you happen to drop in the water. When I was a kid, I used to go swimming with them. They're easy to come off.
Yeah.
You don't have them strapped in properly.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't drink and drive. Watch where you're going. Be safe on the river and also for pedestrians, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to be rushing all the time. Yeah. I wonder where they're rushing to.
Really?
You know, John?
I don't know where they're going.
The other end of town.
You, ma'am?
Yeah, just like them four-wheelers. They're rushing around everywhere. They're dangerous here in Bethel.
Oh, yeah. I wish they'd kind of calm down because we're going to go back to Relay 1 again. They're going to try outlaw it.
Mm-hmm.
People should be more respectful for other cars, pedestrians, and people, you know.
Yeah.
And dust.
And if you want to go somewhere, just take your time.
And driving fast on the dirt roads, it's terrible.
And it's dangerous. You don't know which way they're going.
Of course, they're not probably listening now because they're riding their four-wheelers fast.
Yeah, some rebel, you know, like I was saying, I get rebellious too once in a while.
Hmm.
I bet.
Well, I better end it at that. Okay. Everyone, please have a nice day and be safe and everything.
Okay, thank you, John.
Weekend. Oh, by the way,
Have
you heard anything about fishing? How the fishing
on the 12th, I think.
On the 12th, there's going to be an opening, but are you wondering?
No, this Saturday. This Saturday.
How many people catching fish?
Oh, I didn't hear it. I heard very little about the last opening.
Well,
that was on May 20th, I think. It was on my birthday.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the water built up more, you know, because the
it was very shallow,
like just the fish tend to swim deeper. Because they want that right temperament in the water to survive.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary right now. The way the tide is showing you real low.
Really low water.
Yeah. I hope it don't affect the fish very much.
Even down on the coast, they were saying the water was low.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Strange. Anyway,
it's good to have rain and sunshine rain. It's good for the berries and everything, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I better let you go for other people to call.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you, John.
See you later.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Good morning. Well, I do have a little note here I wrote off the Facebook. This morning somebody wrote, we can't really see if cars and trucks are coming when we leave 118 Ptarmigan Street in housing. We try to be careful, but had some close calls due to two dumpsters blocking the view to the left. Please bear with us because we have kids that ride in the car with us. So maybe them dumpsters should be moved a little bit.
I know, yeah.
Kind of dangerous.
Yeah, that is. Speaking of dumpsters.
Oh, no, what?
People are still trying to set up mattresses next to dumpsters, for sleepovers.
They're everywhere.
Slumber parties.
They're mattress. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
get in bed and cozy up with your dumpster.
Man.
That's just not fun.
And I love dumpster diving because I got some cool stuff out of there.
Well, there's some mattresses you can stand on to get yourself in there.
Well, yeah. We do have a caller.
Dump, not dumpsters. Mm. Oh, okay. Sorry. Fritz Charles. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line. I'm sorry you have to follow a dumpster talk like that.
Good morning, Fritz.
Fritz?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. A couple of things. First off, Stefan Search and Rescue is
having a
going to be hosting a fiddle dance fundraiser, breakup bash type tonight. At the old bowling alley, starting at 7, for two nights, tonight and tomorrow night. So come and support your Bethel Search and Rescue and put your dancing shoes on and come support, Bethel Search and Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be 4th of July raffle tickets also will be sold there. And, they're doing some cash prizes this year.
Mm-hmm.
$5,000 for the first prize. Second prize, $2,500. Third prize, I think it's $1,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometime next week or Sunday we will also be selling at AC and or Swanson's.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So keep an eye out. And then on the other note, my other hat, Fish and Game, is doing an emergency order opening tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday. Set net only, 4-inch mesh or less. Let's see. What else?
How deep can it go?
45 mesh deep. No more than 45 mesh deep. And I think it's like 60 feet, no longer than 60 feet. Or it's got to be at, can't be on the sandbar, like the choke point over there by Naposkiak. Can't be sitting there. It's got to be on a... on a high water mark, got to be set in front of that.
Yeah, somebody, in fact, yesterday, from Naposkiak, asked about that high water mark. Is that the high water mark from the flood or when the tide comes in?
I don't know. It's... on the Naposkiak side, I think they can set right there on the Naposkiak side. But not on that sandbar where everybody sits there. There's like 30 or 40 sitmets usually right there, but not this year and last year.
Mm-hmm. And so that opening tomorrow, Saturday, Is SetNet only, you said, or?
Yeah, SetNet only.
Oh, I see. Cool. Okay.
Okay. Kuyana. Wow.
Thank you very much, Fritz.
Yep. Kuyana.
Yep. Hey. Yeah, good.
Okay.
So, SetNet only tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah. It sounds like the same regulations as on the May 20 opening.
Yeah. Well, right. Before we go to Helen, I sure wish Fish and Game, not Wildlife, would call and tell us how their test fish nets are doing.
Yeah.
We'd like to know, we elders at IASPIC have been literally drooling every day waiting for a fish to come knocking at our door from the test
segment. I know. I haven't seen the tubs yet.
No.
Come
I've been
out.
Looking around everywhere.
Yeah. I have an elder friend that we go and check those tubs whenever they're in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they haven't been set up yet. Mm. Kind of interesting.
Helen.
All right. Helen, good morning. Helen, welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you, John, for being there. Yesterday, John was on the UPIC talk show, and we covered about our park that it's being taken over by party animals.
Oh.
Yeah.
And can we develop like a patrol group or something to address them, like, you know, as a community? You know, something is going to happen to one of our kids or grandkids, and that's my concern, because that park, my kids, grandkids grew up there, and now it's like, it's for people who have no place to go, they go there and they throw all their bottles. And what I called about was, can we clean our ponds?
Oh,
I cleaned two ponds here in Bethel, and the blackfish are back.
Wow.
And then Thank you.
The ones that I didn't clean, they dried up.
No.
Oh, no.
But if we do clean them, when the rain comes, they will come back.
That's
and
right.
And our rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, John and I were talking about the lack of Telista votes because he was translating. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Listening, Telista members out there, vote. What's this about our council members not making a quorum to make our budget for Bethel? We vote all these people to do all these for us, and then they don't show up, and that's one of the things, too. We're not, sometimes we don't choose the right people.
That's true. All the way up to the national level.
No, of course.
Really?
you hear about Donald Trump, about that Paris?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's cutting off all our budgets for Native Americans.
He's cutting a lot of human interest kind of budgets all across the board. You're right.
And that's not going to help our nation.
Yeah.
Because we're the backbones of our nation.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, also for the Paris Climate Accords, the United States is the largest generator of carbon emissions.
Next to China.
No, we're still ahead of China.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to let China beat us, John.
No, China.
Oh, we're going to keep admitting.
They are doing a lot of pollution.
Oh, no, China, India, and the United States,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, totally.
But in his speech, he some of the things he said, either they were outright lies or he just has never read the accords because they're non-binding.
Mm-hmm.
Every nation makes their own decision.
Mm-hmm.
We had no obligations if we didn't want to have any. And he made it seem as if it was some other kind of agreement, and it was a complete misunderstanding or lies about the accord.
I know Murkowski is very upset about that Paris thing.
Mm. Oh, good.
I hope she does something. Thank you for my call. Have a good day.
Good
Thank
morning.
You, Helen, for cleaning those ponds, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yes. Tell us where the ponds are so I can set my blackfish trap.
Oh, she hung up. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
what you were going to do. Okay, so we have
a call from
John
Eek.
Carter from Eek. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from Eek.
Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. I am calling you because I'd like to talk about what people do and on their own. Like, for instance, last night on CNN or MSNBC, people were saying that Mr. Trump does not change his ways of communication. He does not have to. The thing is, he gets the economy going. It's like he's waking every one of us from deep sleep. This is the president that gets something done. A lot of people, and at the beginning, mentioned that he doesn't have an experience, whatever that is, of being a leadership in a leadership position. That is out of the question. Even the opponent thought so. That is politics. If I was a Bi person, in other words, if I was running for the position, I probably would say that too, even put him down. Hmm. When you and I were born to this world, we didn't have one either that have experience. As a matter of fact, we didn't know any better what was going on, or much less what was going to happen the next day, cannot discern the future. The next time, as we as a people are in process of criticizing someone, think of how I or us would sound like to others. Mr. President is himself, and most likely won't transfer overnight. That part may be coming from me or both of us. We are adults, for God's sake. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, thank
calling,
you, John.
John. Before we go to Raymond here in Bethel, we're going to go to Stephen in Apusquak. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Stephen. You're on the air. Stephen, yes.
Stephen Alexei from Apusquak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good morning.
I'm still calling in disagreement with my friend there, Fitzgerald, regarding the high watermark explanation he gave out and telling us, you know, that we cannot set our nets for our traditional grounds out for people of Napaskek and Oscarville.
You mean that island?
And, you know, that's like a slap in the face. I think we're the most heavily regulated people of the state of Alaska. We have to abide by two different regulations, the state and the federal. And the high water mark means, you know, if the fishing game cannot call in and explain, the high water mark means during springtime there's a high, you know, we get flood, and the mark is up to so much in the land. And that's where people can use without getting a trespass from any kind of private, state, federal. You know, that's how I understand that high water mark.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from the village of Akichuk, I'm originally from Akichuk. We have our traditional fishing setnet grounds up there too, and it's on a sandbar.
Mm-hmm.
And for maybe the third time, if the fishing game can call in and clarify what that high water mark means, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully they're listening. Yeah. Fritz actually said a while ago that he really didn't know where the high water mark really meant.
Right.
And so it would be good if the fishing game called or somebody that knows.
Yeah, that's that's how I understand that high water mark during springtime. There's a flood, and the flood reaches such a point up on the ground. That's where the any navigable waters is managed by the state, from my understanding, and they can use it like upriver TKC lands. If there was a big flood and the water reached to that point, that can be managed by the state of Alaska. That's how I understand it. And for Fritz, my friend, to tell us that we cannot set where people have traditionally sit. You know, maybe people from Bethel shouldn't sit where people of Napaska and Master will have been sitting for immemorial, you know. That's how I see it. So, fishing game, please call and explain the high watermark.
I wonder if, even if they ever have their radios on, because people call about stuff like this.
Yeah, I don't know, John. My 3 minutes is up, thanks.
Koyana, Stephen, Napaskak. Raymond. Raymond, good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Raymond Pete, ONG tribal member and just a shareholder. I have two things to say. First of all, I am founder of the homeless shelter. I got all the nonprofits and the churches together, and we had a meeting, and that's how the homeless shelter got started. And it appears to me that the Wells Fargo branch manager is taking credit for that. And in the Death of Discovery, he said he mentioned that he was a key figure, but I don't know what he did to start the homeless shelter. All the nonprofits and the churches and the city council know that, and so I don't believe he deserves credit for that. And the second thing I have to say, I am, you know, the founder of the homeless shelter, and I am the founder of the very, very clean fish moose harvest potlatch, which is a potlatch to honor all those that serve us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all year long. And our ONC chief, Walter Jim, did not approve donating the building for that purpose. For that purpose, I had like over $6,000 in door prizes and food for that event. And the door prizes were given to, the general public, ONC tribal members and the public alike. And I wouldn't vote for Walter Jim as just a board member for that reason. He doesn't believe in Native values or any other kind of values, but many people know that I am the founder of the very, very clean fish moose harvest. For that reason, I don't think he would be a very good just a board member, but anyway, that the city council and all the churches and nonprofits, I got them all together. And, you know, 1,000 or more people know about the very, very clean fish moose house because I organized that for 7 years. It would have been 8 years, but that Walter Jim did not approve the use of the building. In the past, it has been donated for that purpose. But anyway, that is all I have to say. And to the Shalista shareholders, I would recommend not voting for Walter Jim as Shalista board member. But anyway, that is all I have to say.
You're calling from Bethel?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
I'm sure it wasn't only Walter Jim's fault. It had to be the board's decision. Mm. He can't make decision for ONC by himself, Walter. Mm-hmm. It has to be the board telling what to do.
You know, the ONC tribal chief, Louie, and I told him what happened, and he said he would call Walter Jim about donating the building, but due to that and my disability, it was not held last year. But anyway, our chief ONC tribal member approved it, and we had to call Walter Jim to, you know, let them donate. Because myself, I do not even get paid or get nothing to do that. You know, for 7 years, I...
We do have another caller,
Raymond. Okay, yeah, John, you can let the people have a good day.
Okay, thank you, Raymond. Next, we have Mike. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Long time no talk, you know.
Really?
Welcome back.
yeah, quickly, three things. I think we have a 4-inch opportunity starting tomorrow for 12 hours, and then... the announcement by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to have 12-hour opener on June 12th. You know, I think the Board of Fish, you know, a couple of years ago passed a policy to keep this river closed from May 20th until June 12th. You know, we just got through having a Unit 4 meeting here, and the discussions are, you know, it's June, May 20th is a little too early since the Kings are not running heavily, and the thoughts by the folks was June 1. But I think right now the low waters, you know, we're having a tough time catching fish in our non-spawning areas, like Jaunuk. You know, we're just not catching fish because of low water.
Not even Agakiks.
Yeah, some Agakiks, but not that much. They're very few because of the low water, and we can't even barely go into the slough. So that 4-inch opportunity tomorrow is welcomed, and but I think we need to have more discussions on how we still can conserve Chinook, and also go into the future of how we can sustain the runs in all species on the river, and also meeting our subsistence needs consistently. Number two, we're having Unit 4, four villages, Kwikluk, Akachuk, Akyak, Tuluksak. We're having a climate change adaptation workshop sponsored by University of Washington on Monday and Tuesday here in Akyak, and I would like to invite at least a couple of people from each community to come and join Clarita Begay, who is going to be facilitating the climate change adaptation program here. And it's going to be good because we're facing erosion and living with this climate change impacts hunting, fishing, et cetera. Number three, we also have been discussing the our constitution on Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, and we may be taking it up on August 1, and also the Constitutional Convention on August 1, 2, and 3, when we take a little break, all of the tribes are invited to come and talk about the Constitution of the how the region can have a vote in November in the general election for each tribal member to say yes or no because we've been talking about Senate Bill 18, the borough, and also other forms of constitutional governance structures. So we're looking at different structures, and we know that the borough idea has come up in the past, and each time we had regional tribal gatherings, people objected that historically from since mid 1970s when we took a look at it. But anyway, those are some of the things that we're looking at, and but again, very concerned about the low water and the river, and hopefully that that we'll see some rain to make sure that our habitats for spawning grounds are not dried up, because the fish need to go up to the spawning grounds. And but anyway, my 3 minutes is up. But have a wonderful summer.
Thank you. That's good information. I think that's so interesting, your group, the working group for climate adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
I think he hung up. Okay. Oh, and our screen went blank, but I think it's Alyssa Rogers is next online. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Alyssa. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Alyssa at Sulamit Native Council.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to let everyone know that we have a age sex link for Chinook salmon training going on at the cultural center right now.
Huh.
They are currently there, and they'll be there till 6 o'clock this evening.
What kind of training?
An age, sex, and length for Chinook salmon.
Oh, age, sex, and link.
Yeah, I used to do that when I was
well,
in high school.
Well, steady.
I did that. No. Down here, we did it. We did that. We took scales,
John,
and we read the lines and found out how old the fish was.
How long they were. What sex they were.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We learned everything like
okay.
that.
Okay. Wow.
I lived a long time. Hey. What the heck?
Okay. Okay, so that's okay. So, Alyssa, sorry to
age
turn
sex.
This into something. But so at the cultural center, that's going on, right?
Wow,
that,
yeah.
There is a workshop on that.
Yes, we're having that training they'll be there till 6 o'clock. So if you're interested in doing some sampling for us, we'd more than be happy to have you guys. I do want to emphasize that we're going to be picking 3 scales to verify the age, and to verify the sex, you'd cut it open. And then to take the length of the Chinook salmon, you'd get it from the eye to the fork of the tail.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we are going to be offering $5 per scale sample of per Chinook salmon.
Okay. Mm.
So can I send in a fish scale from one of my dry fish that I ate if I get any this summer?
John, active. Look at you, looking for a loophole to swim
well,
through.
Well, I did join Donald Trump's team, you know.
Oh, okay. Don't have me collapse right here now. All
okay.
Right. All right, Alyssa, thank you. Did you have more announcements?
Yeah,
or?
I had one more.
Okay.
We do have a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Federal Subsistence Board. They are looking for wildlife proposals. So if anybody has any concerns about wildlife proposals, this is a great time to put your word in to get your voice heard. They are going to be due on June 16th, 2017. There's no official form, but they would like to have your contact information and a letter of recommendation to the Federal Subsistence Board. So if you guys have any questions, go ahead and give me a call here at ONC. It's 543-2608.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be more than willing to help you out.
Yeah. And that workshop is till what time?
6
p.m. tonight.
Okay. I'll go check it out after we're done.
All right.
Because
I'll see you there.
Because my oxtail soup is not cooked. I think they got to cook a long time.
They got to cook a long time. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Did you measure the ox tail, though, from the tip of his tail to his eyeball? Or
well, did you did you measure the wild boar meatball?
No, I did not. Okay. Okay. Well, the measurements were not did not happen. Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Alyssa.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay. Good morning, B. Welcome to Talkline. B, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Long time no hear.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to have a walk for Julia tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock. It's going to start at Watson's Corner, and we're going to stop where she got hit by the car and place a cross, and then we're going to walk to the police department from there on. And I'm urging everybody to come out and walk with us as a community. You know, because Julia was a mother, she was a daughter, she was a best friend to somebody, you know, she was a person. Mm. And what happened to her was wrong, and it's time all of us, you know, come together and, you know, walk for this lady because she needs justice for what happened to her.
What time does your walk start?
It starts at 12.
Okay, mm-hmm. Noon, all right, thank you.
At Watson's Corner tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And I'm urging all you off-duty police officers, asking all you guys to come and join us. It's time to stop all the corruption that's in the Bethel Police Department. We need to stand together as one. It's time to take our community back.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to join us?
Tomorrow at noon?
Yes,
I didn't know about it. Yeah.
Well, now you do. You come out and join us.
Could I bring food?
You sure can. If you can walk and eat, you can come.
Oh, yeah, I can walk and eat.
Okay, then we'll see both of you out there.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Yes.
All right, thank you, and you guys have a good day.
You
thank
too. You okay. Too, B.
So that walk begins at noon at Watson's Corner.
Watson's Corner.
They're going to go to the place where she was hit, place across. And then they're going to continue to the police station.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did read something about that. I think I heard something about that. And it was the driver of the vehicle was what?
Off-duty police officer, I believe. Okay. And, and there was someone else in the car with him and who
flew up?
Backed up his story.
Oh,
I get, you know. He's saying it was an accident. So, but maybe there's more to the story, and that's part of what the march is about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so maybe we'll give out the... Oh, I wanted to make an announcement that we are having some internet difficulties. So if you're trying to email, go ahead and send us an email. We may or may not get to it today, but we'll print them out and save them and read them on the air next week.
Lisa.
And right now we have Lisa on the line. Good morning, Lisa. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Lisa.
This here in Bethel. I would like to invite
those. Oh, Lisa, it's really hard to hear you. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, good. That's much better. Go ahead.
Okay.
I would like to invite those who have not already enrolled with Chalista to come to our office at 313 Willow to enroll. Original documents are required, our ID, birth certificate if name has changed, or you could also apply online at www.enroll@chalistacorp.com. We have teams right now in Queen Hawk, and today is the last day for the $1,000 door prize drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody have questions, they could come on down to the office.
Give me that address again. That's 313 Willow. Is that what you said?
Yes, and it's right behind Subway.
Oh, okay. Near Watson's Corner. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lisa.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, everyone. The lines are open right now. Oh, but not for long. Oh, nope. Okay, so we have Shaddy from the YK Fitness Center. Shaddy, good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Okay, good.
Just calling to give the weekly update.
Yes.
Like every other weekend, it is Half Price Weekend, so that includes tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This is graciously covered by the YK Lifesavers organization, so if anybody gets too hot outside and wants to come cool down at the pool, that this would be an awesome opportunity.
It's going to be warm today and tomorrow.
It's going to be really warm outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So come on over to the pool if you're looking for something to do. We are starting our community clean project, which is a project where we're going to go around the community and pick up trash, and this is going to fall on the first Sunday of every month, and that is actually this Sunday.
Hmm.
So if anybody wants to come help pick up some trash in the community, we're going to meet at the fitness center at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, it's going to be beautiful weather, so it should be a nice, active, fun way to help out in the community and to still get a bit of exercise in.
Yeah. Now, how do you decide where you're going to pick up trash? Do you transport people to the
location? Can we make suggestions where to pick up trash, too?
Yeah.
You can definitely make suggestions.
Okay.
There's probably going to be some difficulties with transportation depending on how many people show up, and we'll just figure it out based upon how many people we have.
So you so you go from the fitness center to, like, by foot, right? To where you're going to pick up trash, like Pinky's Park would be a good place.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Pinky's Park right in the tundra right behind our facility I think would be another great spot.
Uh-huh.
And then every Sunday, or every as the months come, we're just going to keep spreading out. Hopefully that's the plan.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a suggestion where you guys can clean up a little. It's behind the Iaspic apartment, behind, not on the roadside, but behind. A lot of trash there. There's water, too. We try to pick them up, but, you know, us old guys, we lose our balance and fall in the water. And,
and then you stay there. Or
yeah.
You can go to the fitness center and learn to swim, John.
Oh, keep telling me, go. One of these days, I'm really going to show up and not leave.
Oh, okay.
We'll welcome you over here.
There you go.
So that's this Sunday at 12 o'clock, so we're looking for all the help we can get. The more people that show up, the more space we can pick up. So we're looking for everybody. And then lastly, we have our sports camp. So we're still running our sports camps from Tuesday through Friday for ages 5 to 13. So if anybody's looking for some child care for their children that fall within those range, please give us a call and sign up. So we're looking to boost our numbers and boost our participation.
Now, again, you're providing the child care? What now?
Yes. So
okay.
I think I called in a couple weeks ago, and you weren't
I missed out on that. All right.
So we're running a sports camp throughout the summer for children aged 5 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it is a sports camp. So parents can drop their children off anytime between 7:45 in the morning and 8:30. So that's our potluck period where children color. And from there, we watch the children from 8:30 until, if they want, 12:30, or if they want to stay the entire day, they can pick them up at 5:30.
Okay. And what's the cost of that?
The cost is, it's various. So for half a day, for the entire week, it's $130. For the entire week, all day, it's $200.
Okay. That's not that bad, actually. All day, child care.
Really?
Includes lunch, or they bring their own lunch?
So we're on the same federally funded program that the 4-H is, so we have some lunches provided to the kids at no cost for the parents.
Okay, and is all the sporting activity done inside the fitness center?
No, so
okay.
Weather permitting, we take the kids outside. It obviously depends. So last week we had some spotty weather. I think it was snowing on Thursday, so we obviously didn't take the kids out. But this week we've been getting out every day and doing some activities, taking them to Pinky's Park, and try to utilize the good weather that we have. Because the kids like being outside, and it makes it easier for everybody if they're out there having fun.
I know, yeah. A tired kid is a happy kid.
Exactly.
I believe in tiring kids out.
Oh, yeah, and feeding them a lot so they'll be quiet. I mean, you know. That's
feed
why I like to cook.
Yeah.
Good shady, Guyana.
Definitely.
All right. Take care.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good
later.
One.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Before we go to Zachary, and I'm thinking it's Zachary Hughes.
Uh-huh.
They only put – you know who Zachary Hughes is?
Yes.
He's a reporter for APRN.
Oh, is that the Zachary?
I don't know.
Let's see what Zachary – because – let's see.
Well,
so good. So we have Zachary on the line next. Good morning, Zachary. You're on Talk Line.
I was wondering if there was anybody planning on restoring the snowball by the dump.
The snowball. Yeah, the snowball.
Yeah,
by
that's
the dump.
old boat that used to be here.
Yeah.
I wish they would. You know, it's a part of history.
Oh, that over by the dump.
Over
Oh, that thing's interesting.
Yeah, that thing is interesting. It's part of the history of Bethel.
Absolutely.
A good question.
Yeah, I used to see it when I was young, going up and down the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm that old. Yeah, it was a great, it's a wonderful looking boat, too.
Yeah.
I wish someone would restore it. Maybe they can go to the feds for that, what you call, historical. Get money for it. Yeah,
that's great.
Hopefully they do.
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Yep.
You're welcome. Thank you, Zachary. Okay.
Yeah, later.
So I have a couple of, you want to give out the phone numbers real quick? And
sure,
then I'll do a couple Tundra Drums announcements.
Okay.
We have our lines open, so jump in if you want.
First number, 543-5985. Second, 543-2756. Toll free, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@ky. Is the email on or did it go down?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not operational yet.
Okay. But we do have Dave, I think.
Yes, we have Dave on the line. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. This is Dave.
Hi.
A couple of things. As you know, I've been around a while, and it seems to me what's going on in the United States today, may I say, I don't understand this world anymore that we live in. Mm-hmm. And our world seems like late 1930s, a fella named Hitler came into power. Maybe we're copying from him. And the second thing is the city of Bethel has a water monopoly. And a lot of people have been priced out of the service, so they haul their own water from the pump house.
Mm-hmm.
And that quarter machine is broken down often. For 2 years now, it's been grabbing our quarters for 2 years. It seems to me if the city can build a $1.6 million port office, they could fix the quarter machine, so we don't get ripped off. It's highway robbery. The machine steals our money and don't give us any money, any water. Poor people are suffering because they can't afford the city water to be delivered to their house, so they haul their own. The machine is broken for 2 years. People have been robbed. I know we have. Can you invite the mayor to come on the talk show and ask him to stop robbing the poor people to give the money to the rich? I won't say any more. I will probably be punished for this phone call on the federal and the local level. But frankly, I don't give a darn.
Okay.
Please, Mr. Rob, don't rob us anymore. You're robbing the poor. fix the machine, please. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, thank you, Dave. The rates of water are like, and they're going to get high every single year.
Man.
It's, gosh, I don't know what they pay in City Sub each month. Is it close to like 200 or something?
God, looks like, and it's right there, you know, right in the middle of City Sub.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. It's so, this is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We have Raymond from Bethel. Good morning, Raymond. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, morning. I want to thank John Acton for putting a letter in the Discovery for the need of the homeless shelter. He wrote a very good letter for the need for the homeless shelter. But I just want to thank John Acton for that.
Oh, thank you. I can't actually.
The letter about the homeless shelter?
Must have been before I had my slight stroke, because I don't remember this at all.
Was it a letter in support of the homeless shelter?
Yeah, I think I was. Right.
He remembers now.
And the following week, I got, you know, all those nonprofits and the churches together, but I was an advocate for that for about a year, and finally got, you know, everybody together. But John, you did a very good job, and keep up your good whatever for the Delta. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond.
You were going to read that some Tundra.
Yeah, I have some Tundra Drubs announcements here. Okay. Funerals. Everyone is welcome to Susie Riley's one-year feast, June 2nd. That's today at noon at 218 City Sub. If you have questions about this, you can call 545-3123. And you had, we have John from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, when we miss a payment to the City of Bethel, we have to pay deposit and reconnection fees.
Mm-hmm.
And when they, you know, don't give our services for that month, you know, they just about get away with something. You know, we don't get what we're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I do see them.
No, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
My place got skipped, and, you know, they're going to bill me half of what they never gave my services. So there's got to be some kind of consequence for the person who didn't give full service. You know, the customer, he gets robbed. Just like what that man said earlier. Well, you guys have a good day.
Thank you.
It's a really nice sunny day out there.
Yeah.
I hope City of Bethel improves.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Thank you. You know, I do see them driving by. I speak early in the morning, the city water trucks and sewage evacuation trucks going by really early in the morning, and they're out there late at night,
I
too.
See that, yeah.
They must be doing something right, but how come we're getting so many complaints sometimes about the city services?
Well,
so we put in a proposal here at KYK. Well, yeah, a couple of us guys went over to the city office and talked to Laurie, and we said, I think we need a Talk Line call-in show with the city on Fridays or after the last city council meeting, and somebody from the city, one of the administrators or department heads, would come to KYUK and be on a call-in show, and people could call in and ask their questions to them. And it doesn't have to be just one department head every time. It can be different department heads every time we have that talk show. And then the topics would be something happening at the small boat harbor, water delivery, like that guy said, and sewer evacuation happenings, roads, dogs, anything and everything that the city administration departments have to do with here in our town. And how they affect people, because people always have questions. We're still waiting to hear from the city if they're interested in having a call-in show. We have a caller.
Okay, we have a caller who might be able to answer some of this. I don't know.
Ooh, maybe.
Rick, is this... good morning, Rick. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Oh,
good morning.
It is. It's Rick Robb, the mayor.
Good.
Well, I was good. How can I resist calling in? Trying not to, but I have to call in.
Wonderful.
Say good morning to everybody.
Do not resist. Submit.
Yes.
Okay. So, did you want to bring up something particular, or you want us to ask you something?
I'll answer your questions if I can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, people are talking about the water rates and them going up every year and.
So the water rates, I mean, you know, we've known a couple of years ago the water rates were adjusted. The idea was to, you know, make it so the water and sewer rates actually pay for themselves and don't cost extra money. You know, the water and sewer enterprise was going into a $500,000 loss every year that was offset by sales tax funds. We was at a budget meeting last night for the first time. It looks like the water and sewer fund is actually going to make a little bit of money for next year for FY18.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to come about $100,000 and change ahead, which is good news.
And what will happen with that money? And what is that money?
That money will stay in the fund for water and sewer projects. It's an enterprise fund.
Okay, got it.
There's a couple possibilities. I mean, that could be transferred back to the general fund because the water and sewer owes the general fund millions of dollars going back years that hasn't been touched. The rates are scheduled to go up 3% every year. I believe for the next 2 years, we pretty much have to keep it that way in order to qualify for the sewer liquid expansion or the rehabilitation project. That's some USDA requirements that we have rate increases. When that's done, we can look at making those increases optional or based upon need.
Okay.
So, I know we all pay a lot for water and sewer, but the system is sort of working now, and it's paying for itself, which is, you know, the intent.
Okay.
I have proposed lowering sales tax because before we used to transfer sales tax into that fund, and now we're not. But I've proposed that three times over 3 years, and that's failed every time.
Well, I disagree with lowering the sales tax because we're $3 million in debt.
Well,
so why would we proceed to lower?
We're not $3 million
in the red.
Right. Looking at next year's budget, the first proposal by city administration had a $3 million deficit in the budget.
Uh-huh.
The city council has been working on that for a month and a half, and we're now, as of last night, we're about $100,000. So that $3 million has gone down to about $100,000 as far as in the red.
Did anything...
next year's operating budget.
Did some things get cut?
A lot of capital projects, you know, there's a lot of stuff thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was trimmed down.
Mm-hmm.
Reducing some funding for empty police officer positions that we don't expect to be filled right away.
Okay.
Cut a lot of things. Cut some fat everywhere we could identify it.
Mm-hmm.
Cut out some city council things. Cut out some travel and training in some of the departments.
So, back to the tax question: why would you lower the taxes when we have so many projects that could use the funding or other kinds of services in town that we need to have.
Right, and which could be covered by our liquor sales tax here in Bethel. Everybody's always asking about that.
It goes to the general fund, the liquor sales tax.
In the past was cutting sales tax because the justification for the higher sales tax is we were transferring about $500,000 a year into the Water and Sewer Enterprise Fund. We're no longer doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that $500,000 is now being spent on other things. In addition, since that time, we've had two other substantial sources of revenue coming in. One is the tobacco tax, and the next one this year has been the alcohol tax.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Between those two taxes, we're pulling in about $1 million a year.
Good.
So it's a lot of money
mm-hmm.
that people are spending. So I'm saying that we should give everybody a break because we're bringing in more money, and what it was used for in the past is not being used.
Mm.
Now that hasn't failed, you know, like I said, that's failed three times, and I might try it again in the future.
I think the break that people might like is a lower cost of water delivery. And so maybe that money can be used in a more global way and not individualistically, but used in a more community-oriented approach to how that money, rather than giving individuals, you know, because some people, that affects people disproportionately too. If you're somebody who's very poor and are not able to do a lot of purchasing, you're not going to pay a lot of sales tax, but then other people are going to have to pay more sales tax.
Actually, sales tax disproportionately affects poor people. It's harder on them because it's going to take a greater chunk of your total household income is going to go into sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike, you know, it's the opposite of a progressive income tax.
But what about that water bill?
It affects poor people worse.
But what about the water bill affecting them, the electric bills? Why not use the money toward offsetting some of those costs, the taxes, rather than lower taxes?
I mean,
just
we can use tax money, you know, tax money is used any way we want. If we give it to the city government or any other government, they're going to spend it all. So
yeah,
some of us believe that we should have a more minimal government than a bigger one. That's probably the difference between a liberal and a libertarian, you know, right, Diane?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd rather keep it more in line than going out and, you know, concentrating on our essential public services. The water rates are set to, you know, they're set to break even. They're set to cover the actual cost of services. Does that hurt people? Yes, it does. There's no doubt about it. Before we had our rates, they were still expensive. They didn't cover the cost of services. Like I said, I mean, a couple of years ago, council raised the rates very reluctantly because, you know, they felt that we had to cover the cost of services. When I voted for that, I said, well, if we're going to do this, I'm going to try to lower sales tax and help offset that. Been unsuccessful in that.
Mm.
Keep trying. That's what I'm going to say. So, you know, pay more on this end. I'd like to give people a break on the other end.
I got to ask you a question.
That's where that money was going to.
Rick, you know, we've been hearing we elders who take the bus, the city bus, to come to work or go home, go to the hospital, go to the PO stuff. We've been hearing a lot about the city wanting to cut that service out. Is that true or not?
That has been on the table for discussion.
Hmm.
And that's still an active discussion, whether to, eliminate the bus or keep going.
Well, you could use your tax fund to keep the bus going.
We are spending taxes to keep the bus going. That's the thing that when the bus system was first brought in there, it was supposed to not be spent on taxes, but strictly federal, not our city taxes, but grant money. And then we had, as people may know, ONC.
Mm-hmm.
was a partner and provided the match 2 years ago. ONC, for their own reasons, pulled out of that deal and decided not to fund the grant match, and the city has been funding it through taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been paying for it through our sales tax.
Yeah.
There's concerns about whether or not the buses run efficiently as it should be and whether we're, you know, getting the right bang for the buck.
I think it's running efficiently.
Okay. And that's a viable opinion, and a lot of people, some people do use the bus,
mm-hmm.
some people don't. that has been a question of whether or not we should continue the bus system.
Man.
I have kind of mixed feelings on that, but we'll see where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in favor of expanding it at this point. I said that. We had a proposal from the administration to expand it, to add more drivers, more positions, more buses, and at this point, I don't think that's
I think
idea.
The two are enough right now. I have a question. Who's doing the cleanup at the old cemetery, the Bethel Cemetery back here? Really nice
good
looking
job.
Now. Really
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, that looks beautiful. Yep. You know, that just looks beautiful. And that's just a lot of local people that go out there on the Memorial Day weekend and clean that up. That
They're still doing
people
it.
People going out Man. There and taking care of their family graves.
That's really beautiful. Yeah, it's wonderful.
And then, that was nice.
Mm-hmm. Anything that else you want to mention about what the city is up to?
Well, that's been the focus lately has been working on the budget.
Mm. Well, and we appreciate the tax increases you're going to propose next time. Okay, try that.
No, I'm proposing tax decreases.
I know,
yeah,
Rick.
Decreases.
Rick.
We have a couple budget meetings next week. We have a regular meeting. June 13th. I know the big budget should be on there. A couple other things are coming up. We're looking at some possible. We received a letter from the governor's office saying that our new president has been proposing infrastructure improvements. So they're taking solicitations for infrastructure improvements. So we'll be suggesting some of those and might get some federal funding for that. If we can get that, we can take it. I know there's also an ordinance to protect victims of domestic violence that's coming up for hearing in 2 weeks. So that's up there, too.
Yeah, and I want to thank you guys for issuing me my, what is this?
Your City of Bethel ID?
No, it's a City of Bethel sales tax card.
Oh, the senior citizen card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, senior citizens are still tax exempt from sales tax.
The true libertarians.
That hasn't changed yet either.
Yeah, that's great. It's good to be old.
I can't wait.
I had
it's
a
better to get old than to not get old.
Okay? Yeah,
that's
right.
True. That's
I'm
true.
Glad I'm old because I went to the store the other day. My grocery bill was over $100, maybe six or something. And I showed him my card and it went down to 110. So I was glad for this card.
Yeah, good. All right, yeah. Thank you, Rick,
thank
very
you.
Much
right.
for calling
I
in.
I gotta go.
All right,
good morning.
Bye.
Yeah, good morning.
We have a couple callers lined up. One is Henry from Atmouthlook. Good morning, Henry. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah.
Thank you for waiting.
I'm from Atmouthlook. I speak from Inupiaq. We always
talk. Hospital mutakam taki liutlaga kuta. Hospital aki liutlaga kuta ayas kuta. Eretun yuteret supihat yuteretun. Sin hospital aki liututa. Tukun mani nunani hongkuta. Kuru tapin rilamta ay yaw tstay tukuluta airport amun pilaktukut. Kat namna akhawak pilhut. Asay takok takkay akfat staglutin airport amun aru staglutin supilrit. Tamakot kok takkay ta asmukin kok pehkawut. Ay sun mi Hospital lama kiri jengalu tak kiri orang so tak tinggi so tahu nata so, ayam mut kata, tetamana si tayu kuni,
nuna khani tam khitaim tamatum unang khutya kwa khan chilai tai ma pisht kai lakhtu akh chakal rayut makut ikayo lu kiti pakhkati jium gyu khutun jiun jiun tingap tolakkait akkassaqta kham taim toy pisti gali khuna asin ritlakhyaqsin lre tunnernaqsunittavat nikaayortartoraallakkun pikkaitaqam taikaayortartoraallartukut ikaayusqlutapilartukut pisti gataqamta illaitani sailingeraitkut tamana nunaaqarnittaimniittuki tamana kituqnaqput pistkaiskuni muutsiganaaniaqqastaiskuni luepportamun iuqaatsiqoq appointment taami tamana taqaklukuqinga anarta ika qankutat ikaayu natapissiigatuukut ikaayu mariskakut portamunagussiiganaata tamana kituqnaqput eertukuttaillut ikaayuriartoqulutun taasutaisqullunneritaapput luqankuta maanitengaquartuusqluu taggam aillukkoorpukna tingaayaqtaartorqunun ataaqhooriartoq kannat ikaayuarluki airportamunaguulluki hospitalamunaiqsluuki enkutsaamunaiyaussuki kannat tootun pilaaqait hospital amakiiliutaqaakki amaanatammaiummeoqsuku aukuum qannqarto ammalqniitillaamalluimaani ikaayuqtallerit airportamunagussiiganaatun kannoq tamakutummeoqsuki qannqarto
okay yeah
tiqsainaqngaitsaaqqukut taguumma piinanum tiissooriarkaujaqsugnarqukut Good morning, Aral Tamah, Chini, Chunitran. Yukan is unsight strong at Doctor Rooms, but now through the month is strong. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chini, Chunitran.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm going to Henry S. Marshall, me summarize real quickly. He had a complaint about ERA agents in the villages. ERA had the headquarters, I guess, sent out a letter or notice to all the agents and the people who use ERA that they were no longer going to be providing transportation to the airport when their plane came.
Oh.
And the hospital, YKHC Travel Department, pays for the airfare for patients to come to the hospital from the villages, and he was kind of concerned that because YK pays for the airfare from the villages to Bethel, that what YK paid for should cover the transportation too, because a lot of these people in the villages don't have transportation if the airfield is far away. Mm. They can't walk. Some are old. He mentioned somewhere in the 90s. And he was just kind of encouraging villagers to speak up with one voice and try to get this fixed. Because
this is transportation in the village to the airfield.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Because YK pays for airfare, transportation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like to me it would cover, you know, taking them from the village to the airport too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and taxi.
Yeah,
basically.
Kind of like,
yeah.
But
in the village, though.
Yeah, in the village, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad he called for that.
Mm-hmm.
Next on the line is Jody. Welcome to Talkline, Jody. Thank you for waiting.
Hi. Good morning, Diane and John. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning.
Good
morning. Fine.
Good
morning. So yeah. I want to talk about the $100,000 plus side on the water sewer budget.
Great.
That is tremendous. But I don't think it's really accurate because I don't think it keeps track of the damage to roads that the water and sewer trucks do, and the noise and the dust and all those kind of things. So that's not exactly what I wanted to talk about. I want to suggest that the city spend that money to meter the houses so that people could actually pay for the water that we get instead of just a lump sum. Especially in City Sub, one person has to pay the same amount of money as 12 people, and that's it's not fair, and I think it encourages people to use too much water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've often thought that, too. Why not meter?
Yeah, there's some ideas I heard from somebody that we're just paying for access to the service, but that's not accurate on the hauled system. At least we pay by the size of our tanks,
mm-hmm.
regardless of how much water we actually get. I conserve a lot of water at my house, so if I get 100 gallons, I pay the same as if I get 1,000 gallons. And that also seems pretty ridiculous to me. So meter us. And, I mean, AVEC can do it, and GCI knows how to do it, and every other municipality anywhere figured out how to meter people and charge us for what we're going to use. I think that would be a really good and fair thing to do here in Bethel.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great idea for that $100,000 surplus.
I think so.
Yeah.
And thanks, you guys. You're doing a nice job this morning.
Oh,
have
we're having
day.
Fun. Yeah.
Thank
Before
you.
We go to Leonard from Chalista, we want to go to Stella.
Yeah.
Stella.
Good morning, Stella. Welcome to Talk Line. Stella.
Hello. Good morning.
I was just going to reference that
movie. Oh,
A Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah, yeah. I have that movie. I watch it every other day.
Sorry, Stella.
Stella.
Yeah, exactly. How many times have you heard that in your life?
People
lots.
I know. I hear people sing that to me. I know it's like in that one movie.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Streetcar Named Desire.
Okay. That movie, Over the Hedge.
Oh, that one too.
Oh, that's another one.
Yeah.
That one, Skunk, because her name is, that's my name anyway.
Okay.
Anyways, I want to talk about, I know once when they get that, once that school that burned, once when they get it fixed and windows, I can move back to the school after, refixing all that. And I was going to tell that, hopefully the BNC is going to, are listening, but I have a really good idea solution. Once when those schools move up in that building, by the cinema, they should have I know I mentioned arcades, pool table. They should have a ping pong where people could play ping pong going back and, music going on and a little small food court, where, wanting pizza or whatever, what they sell, hamburger, pop, candies, chips. And they'll get, quarters to play arcade games. I think that'd be a good idea, and not to let it turn into a liquor store. That'd be way out better than to have a liquor store over there. Anyways, hopefully the mayor is listening, because I know I hear people's trying to open how many liquor stores, and that's a little too much, and the mayor should look around and see there's a lot of homeless people getting drunk and shouldn't open any more liquor stores. It's just too much, too many deaths going on, and
And I hear that, I don't know, I'm just hearing just that there's people been buying alcohol for minors. I know minors are, I don't know who they are, but I know there's minors that's, I mean, people have been buying alcohol for minors, and because when they look, when I was going around Bethel, I see there's minors already drunk, and that's really not good. And I know there's too many. I know everybody's been hearing about it, like too many suicides. Anyways,
Okay, so.
But that's all I just wanting to say. But I know it's a beautiful day, and my little
dog wants to go out in the beautiful day.
Yeah, but yeah, okay, well, I hope to see everybody will have a safe week, and seriously, because the other day I heard a fast car was driving past in the city sub. It was like 3 in the morning. I was going to call the Bethel PD and let them know that there's some vehicle driving really fast going on the highway, and it's really scary.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Stella.
Okay, thank you.
Go play with your doggy.
Yeah, yeah. And we got Leonard.
Leonard. Oh, no, it's Tom.
No, it's Leonard from Chillista. I always call him Leonard.
Oh, okay. Leonard.
To write it down.
From Chillista, you're on Talk Line. Good morning.
Leonard.
Good morning, you two. Good to talk to you again, John. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Well, I just want to call and give another reminder. I know we had the Chillista talk show yesterday. Thank you, John, for helping with that. And I'll be back at KYUK next Thursday for another Chillista call-in show.
Mm-hmm.
But just reminding, again, all shareholders that the annual meeting packet mailed on May 30. I know there are tons and tons of shareholders that have already got the packets, but there are two key things in that packet. One is the big, thick booklet is the annual report that has all the financial data from last year. But the most powerful piece is going to be the blue proxy voting form. That blue piece of paper is how you can cast your votes by paper, or on the back page of that, it has your online PIN, so that way you can vote online at chillistavote.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you vote at chillistavote.com, you get immediate confirmation that your votes were received, and you can even have a copy of your vote sent to your email. That's a new thing that we added this year.
Mm-hmm.
So please vote. We're getting very close to not meeting quorum because so few shareholders are voting.
Huh.
And it's very similar to other elections, city, state, and federal elections. In 2012, for the general election, in the Bethel district, 61% of registered voters voted. So that's not too bad. Mm. I'd love it to be higher, but 61% is pretty good. But this last November, for the general election, 49%. So it dropped 12%. So less than half of registered voters in the Bethel district voted. If that happens with Chillista's meeting and the meeting is canceled, that means your votes don't count. So please vote and vote yes on the quorum resolution.
And wasting money on those packets going out.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's about $9 per shareholder, and there's 13,000 shareholders. So it's a very expensive process.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yep. Okay. I wonder why that is, why the voting is not happening.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Not sure. I mean, we even have over $50,000 in prizes. There's over 50 prizes, over $50,000. So there's every reason to vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So please vote, and please vote yes on that quorum resolution.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Tom Leonard.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Leonard.
It's Leonard, not
okay,
Tom.
And I think we had an anonymous caller.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes.
You know, a few minutes
three
of time
minutes.
Here. So, anonymous, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning.
And you have to turn down your radio.
Oh, I'm riding on a bus. Okay, I have no radio.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, you know, it started. I like to, you know, how okay, when my I have a 12-year-old daughter between and her mother between January somewhere in winter time. I don't know, January or somewhere February.
Okay.
My mother and my 12-year-old daughter, they got a physical altercation. And OCS called me about it, and he said, you know, your daughter had a, did her mother headbutted her daughter? I said, I don't know. I was escorting somebody from Bethel to Anchorage, and I was going back, and they called me. Then in May 12th or May 13th, that boyfriend, they got, they think that my daughter, the 12-year-old, she pushed her. Then OCS called, social services called me, or OCS called me, that they questioned my 12-year-old about the incident. Without regard, how we got tied to Anchorage, that social services worker turns around and tells me, your two girls gotta go to Anchorage, no ifs or no buts.
Huh.
And I was trying to explain it to her that the one who got a physical altercation, and I told OCS that my 12-year-old girl had an appointment in May 23rd, and he said, no. You have no choice of those two girls that are going to Anchorage tonight. That was May 16th. So, and I said, wait a minute, I'm not sending my two girls to Anchorage. You know, the mother and the boyfriend, they should have been in there. The way the mother put her knee on the 12-year-old girl on the chest and turns around and tells me that her lungs are hurting, and the boyfriend, same thing. They physically abuse a child. What did that system do? They turned around and put my two girls and I her to Anchorage to another abusive auntie that who was under OCS, they turned around, never investigate a female.
Okay.
And they turned around and tell me and that I need a place to stay. Hell, I'm tied in the street, in a park that put me and my three girls in danger. What kind of system that we have OCS in Bethel have?
Oh,
they have no regards of whatever of a human.
Okay. I'm so sorry. This is sounds like a really difficult thing, and I'm very sorry that's happening. Yeah.
And we are out of time.
We're going to have to move on, but I hope that you find some peace with this somehow.
Peace.
I'm so sorry.
Sleep outside.
No.
I do in the bench.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. We have to go ahead and move on. It's the end of the thank you, John,
this
for sitting.
Great.
That went by really fast.
Well, it really went fast.
Thank you, everyone, for calling in. We really appreciate it. We only have two lines, and we also have the 800 number line.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having a hard time calling in, try the 800 number when we give out those numbers, and you might have better luck.
Bertha Collins, so I always use the 2756 number because that's usually from the village. And so they think I'm a villager when I call in, when I actually call. They'll answer me right away.
You trickster.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend.
Yep.
Good day.